上的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是信息和恩慈。
And this morning, the topic that I would like to share with you is gospel and kindness.
神的信息和恩慈呢，借着人主耶稣基督来宣扬并执行出来。
And the gospel and kindness were manifested through Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣又差遣门徒把神的信息传扬到各地方，并且执行神的恩慈。
And through the disciples, the gospel of God was preached to the end of the world, and the kindness was also executed.
那现在我们神的教会也是这样的。
And today, as the Church of God, we have to do the same.
请看马可福音第六章十二节十三节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 2.
第六章。
Mark chapter 2, sorry.
十二节十三节。
Verse 12 to 13.
马可福音第六章十二节十三节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 12 and 13.
门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多的病人，治好他们。这里记载耶稣的门徒出去传扬主耶稣的信息。
Here it says that the disciples of Lord Jesus went out and preached the gospel.
十三节记载有一些病痛的人。
And in verse
主耶稣呢叫门徒去执行他的恩慈。
And in verse 13 it talks about there are a few sick people and Lord Jesus commanded the disciples to have mercy on them.
让这些人能够减轻他们的痛苦。
Just to lighten up the burdens on these people.
让这些人能够来心灵跟肉体得到平安。
So that these people can receive peace, regardless is it on the physical body or on the spiritual body.
这就是神的恩慈，实现在人的当中。
And this is how God showed His kindness among people.
主耶稣差遣他的十二个门徒。去传扬神的信息。
And Lord Jesus sent 12 disciples to preach his gospels.
请看第七节。
Let's read verse 7. Verse 7. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Sorry, and calling the 12 to them, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits.
主耶稣拣选十二个门徒，经常在他的身边。看主耶稣所执行的事情，并且听主耶稣的教训。
So the 12 disciples, they were around Jesus. They observed what Jesus did.
那么他们听了以后，看了以后呢？主耶稣就认为可以差遣他们出去。
And after they have observed what Lord Jesus did and have heard what Jesus did, Lord Jesus felt that they are ready to be sent.
两个人一组。
And they went two by two.
十二个，一共有六组。
So it means that there are 12 disciples, there were 6 groups.
那他们所去的地方呢，当然不多。
And of course, they didn't go to a lot of places.
这个范围非常小。
They only covered a small area.
那这十二个人一面传扬神的圣旨，一面呢也执行了神的恩慈。
So these 12 disciples, while they were preaching the gospels, they also showed kindness to others.
那主耶稣第二次来差遣他的门徒呢，就不是这十二个人。
But when Lord Jesus sent disciples, there were not only 12.
请看路加福音第十章第一节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 1.
路加福音第十章第一节，请呢。
Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of them to every town and place where he was about to go.
这里提到主耶稣再一次差遣70个人到处去宣扬神的信息。
So here it talks about that Lord Jesus appointed 72 people and sent them to preach gospel.
这一次也是两个人一组。
And at this time, it's also two people in a group.
那当然呢，宣扬的这个地区呢就比较扩，比较大。
And because there were more people, they could cover a bigger area.
那这七十个人呢，主耶稣也是给他们权柄。
And among the 72 people, Lord Jesus also gave them authority.
叫他们来执行神的恩慈。
And told them to execute the kindness of Lord Jesus of God.
让更多的人来得到神的恩典。
So that more people will be able to receive the grace of God.
那这一次的差遣呢，有人说有这种代表性的这个含义在里面。
And some people say that this appointment, the appointment of 72 people, has a certain meaning into it.
摩西来得到神的信息，传扬给百姓。
And when Moses received the message of God, he also preached the same message to the Israelites.
也是在神的百姓当中执行神的恩慈。
And he had also showed kindness among the Israelites.
一个人的能力有限。
And for there's one person has limited abilities.
有一天神告诉他，你要从百姓的长老当中拣选七十个长老。
And one day, God told Moses that you have to choose 70 elders among all the elders.
来替你执行神的恩慈跟传扬神的信息。
So that these 70 elders can help you to show kindness to people and also preach the gospel to others.
那么在当时的犹太公会呢，他们在开会来商量宗教的事情的时候。 出席的人数也是七十个人。
And at that time in the synagogue, when they had to make decisions, there were also 70 attendants.
那在创世纪里面也有提到，这个七十个人向雅各的全家搬到埃及也是七十个人。
And in the book of Genesis, the Jacob's family, there were also 70 members who moved. Who moved to Egypt.
一个人移民到另外一个国家,
if a person immigrate to another country,
都有带着神的使命,
they always bring along the mission of God.
把神的信息带过去, 把神的恩慈执行出来。
The mission is to bring the gospel to the other place and also show kindness to the other place.
也有人 把它看为这七十呢，也代表着世界上的国家。
And some people also say that 70, this number also represents the number of countries in the world.
这种代表的意义呢，可以做参考，但是不是绝对性的。
So all these significance of the number 70, we can use that as a reference, but not they are not absolute.
到底目前世界上的国家有几个在执行？ 神的恩慈与传扬神的信息呢？
In fact, how many countries are there in the world which they preach the gospel of God and also execute kindness of God?
在上古时代，挪亚的洪水以后，
In Noah's time, after the flood,
挪亚的祖孙散布在各地方，
And the descendants of Noah have been scattered throughout the world.
在创世纪第十章里面有记载。 他们到各地方来立国家。
And in Genesis chapter 10, it talks about the descendants of Noah where they tried to establish different countries around the world.
那大概呢有70个国家。
And there were approximately 70 countries.
那么在创世纪的11章就记载因为人口很多。
And in Genesis chapter 11, it talks about there were a high population in that place.
人非常有成就。
And at that time, humankind were very successful.
不过呢，他们忽略了神的信息，而一直来传扬自己的成就。
However, they neglected the glory of God, rather they preached their own name.
所以神就变乱了他们的口音啊。
So that's why God confused the languages and dialects.
所以神辨乱他们的口音，这是一种惩罚。
And the fact that God had confused the dialect is a punishment from God.
因为人呢，已经忽略了神的限制跟缺乏执行神的恩赐。
Because at that time, human has already forgot about the gospel of God and also did not execute the kindness of God.
那有关呢？这个上古时代就有70个国家，当年呢就有70个的国王。
So at that time, since there were 70 countries, so we can assume that there were 70 kings.
在四书记第一章里面有记载。
And that was recorded in the book of Judges.
当时有一个王叫做亚比尼色。
And there was a king called
亚比尼色。这个人呢，打败仗以后。
And after this king was defeated in the battle.
那当时的雅各的子孙犹大族呢，对待这个亚比尼色王的时候
，And when the descendant of Jacob, then when he was trying to attack this king,
就是把他的所脚的大拇指砍断
，And that's when he cut off the thumb of his hand.
把大拇指砍断，有含义着你不能再当王了。
And when the thumb is cut off, it represents that you can no longer be a king.
但是这个王呢，他感觉到他今天是，得到神的惩罚。
But that king, he felt that today he was being punished by God.
因为他说以前曾经有70个国家的国王，他就是这样来对待他们。
Because back then there were 70 kings, and that's how those kings being treated. Their thumb were cut off.
因为这个王把这70个王的大拇指呢都砍断
，because those kings, the 70 kings, their thumb were all cut off.
那历史上的这些事情呢，有参考的价值，但是不是绝对性的。
So all these events happen in the history, we can always look at them as a reference, but we cannot take them as an absolute.
那么主耶稣的门徒呢，把神的信息跟恩慈传扬、执行出来。
And the disciples of Lord Jesus, they have preached the gospel and also executed kindness to others.
也就是说，把神的信心带到人群当中。
Which means that they have also preached the gospel of Lord Jesus to everyone.
让这些人来分享到神的恩慈。
So that these people who receive the gospel can also show kindness to others.
这些门徒不是在传扬自己。
These disciples, they did not preach about themselves.
也不是在传扬自己的意见。
And they did not preach about their own opinions.
人在传扬神的信息的时候，往往会忽略神，而想到自己。
A lot of time when people try to preach the truth of God, a lot of time they just preach about themselves.
没有真的把神的真理呢，把它宣扬出来。
And sometimes they forget to preach the truth of God.
在旧约圣经里面记载有一些先知，有一种口号。
And in the Old Testament, the prophets they seem to have a way to say things.
习惯上在用的这个词句。
They seem to have a slogan, and that's something that they always say.
我们请看以赛亚书38章第一节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1.
以赛亚书38章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1. First one, in those days Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, This is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover.
这里记载犹大王西西家跟先知以赛亚。
Here it talks about the events about the king Hezekiah and also the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚先知要传达神的信息呢，他就说：“耶和华如此说。”
And when Isaiah need to preach the message of God, and he would say, "This is what God says."
就是神这样说，我按照神这样说来告诉你。
He will put it like, this is what the Lord says, and this is why I'm telling you.
再看耶利米书第四章第一节第二节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1 and
十章.
Sorry, chapter 10, verse 1 and 2.
耶利米书十章第一节第二节.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. First one, hear what the Lord says to you, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations, or be terrified by signs in the sky, though the nations are terrified by them.
先知耶利米在这边向百姓传达神的信息。
Here the prophet Jeremiah was telling the Israelite the words of the Lord.
也是说主耶和华如此说。
And this, they say, this is what the Lord says.
这个不是我铸造出来，是按照神的话在告诉你。
So he meant that these are not the things I made up, but this is the Lord's, the words from the Lord.
在列王时代有一个先知。
And during the time of kings, there was a prophet.
国王压迫他要说好话，不要说负面的话。
And the king forced him to say something nice and not to say anything negative.
好像呢，有些无神论的国家压迫这些神学家要说好听的话，不能说负面的话。
It's just like some countries who don't believe in any God, and they try to force the preachers to say something that's good.
那这样就没有把神的信息把它宣扬出来。
And because of that, the gospel of God cannot be preached.
所以当神的代言者的人呢，很危险的，就是往往没有把神的信息呢，完全呢宣扬出来。
So what's most dangerous or what's worse is that the spokesperson of God could not able to say the message of God.
那在列王时代，这个先知呢，他对这个王说啊。
And during the time of kings, this prophet told the king.
说神对我说什么话，我就说什么话啊，不能依照你的意思啊。
And the prophet told the king that whatever God wants me to say, I have to say it out. I cannot twist anything.
跟这样，我们教会呢，不是在传扬自己，就是在传扬主耶稣的信息。
And the same, our church, we do not preach about ourselves, but we preach about the message from God.
我们很多传道人都是在传扬神的信息。
A lot of our preachers preach about the message of God.
请看哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
哥林多后书第四章
chapter 4
第五节
5 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 For we did not preach ourselves but Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
保罗是一个有经验的传道人。
Paul was a preacher who had a lot of experience.
他跟一些跟他一起同工的人。
And when he was working with his co-workers,
他说我们不是在传自己。
He said that we do not preach ourselves.
是在传扬神的信息。
But we preach the words of God.
因为哥林多教会有很多优秀的人才。
Because there were a lot of very outstanding believers in the Church of Corinth.
那么在教会里面呢，往往有些人就是在宣扬自己的知识啊。
And a lot of times, these people who are very outstanding, they tend to preach or claim of their own wisdom.
那他们认为保罗也差不多啊。
And they felt that Paul was doing the same thing.
但是他说不是，我们做些同工们都不是在传扬自己。
But Paul said, no, we as preachers, we do not preach about ourselves.
都是在传扬主显神的恩慈。
We all preach the gospel of God and also show kindness of God.
所以当时主耶稣差遣门徒出去，不只传扬神的信息，也要主显神的恩慈。
So when Lord Jesus sent the disciples, they not only have to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus, also have to show kindness to others.
那今天有些地方只传扬神的信息，忽略了神的恩慈。
But there are other places where they only preach the gospel of God, but they do not show kindness to others.
但是大部分呢，在基督教界里面，都是在传扬神的信息，跟主显神的恩慈。
But in most Christianity, they do preach the words of God and also show kindness to others.
有的 教派呢，信息很多，但是神的恩慈的执行就比较少。
In certain denominations, they could have a lot of gospel from God, but they don't have, they don't show kindness to others.
在早期的教会，保罗算是一个著述分子。
In those times, Paul is considered as someone who is knowledgeable.
但是他告诉哥林多教会的。
But this is what he told the church in Corinth.
我不是用高言跟大注，就是高级的言语跟大注会的内容。
Paul said, "I do not use words that is very knowledgeable to teach you."
真正把神的真理呢，把它传出来。
Rather, he just preached the truth of God.
那么神的真理呢，跟神的恩主呢，就是包括神的话跟神的作为。
So the gospel of God and also the kindness of God also includes God's deeds and God's words.
请看诗篇七十八篇第四节。
Let's turn to Psalm 78:8.
诗篇七十八篇第四节。
Sorry, Psalm chapter 78:4. Verse 4, we will not hide from the children.And we will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power and the wonders He has done.
在诗篇里面，这个亚撒呢，他有很多的这个诗贡献在里面。
In the book of Psalms, there is a lot of poets that is written by Asaph.
他不是主导他个人，他说我们不将神的这个美德跟能力奇妙的作为把它遮掩起来。
He said, "We cannot hide the praiseworthy deeds of Lord Jesus, and also the power and wonders of that things He had done."
所以我们要把神的真理跟神的作为呢告诉下一代的人。
So we have to tell to the next generation about the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, also the power and wonders of the Lord.
让下一代的人继续来执行这种责任。
So that the next generation will tell the next generation of what the Lord had done.
那现在我们教会呢，就是在执行神的这些信息跟恩慈啊。
And this is what happened in our church. We have to tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds and also the wonders of the Lord.
这也是一种责任。
This is.Our responsibility.
请看提多书第一章第一节到第四节。
Let's look at Titus chapter 1:1-4.
提多书第一章第一节到第四节。
Okay. Titus chapter 1:1-4.
希伯来书的前面提多书。
First one, Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ for the faith of God's.Elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness, to a faith and a knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, 3. And at the appointed season, he brought his words to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the commandment of God our Savior. 4. To Titus, my true son in a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior.
保罗是一个老传道，提多是一个年轻的传道。
Paul was an old and experienced preacher, and Titus was a young preacher.
保罗他认为自己是神的仆人，也是耶稣基督的使徒。
Paul he himself was a servant of God and also the apostle of Jesus Christ.
他说：“我们凭着信心把神的真理传扬出来。”
And through faith, we have to.Preach the truth of God.
第二节提到说，我们大家所盼望的就是不说谎言的神。
And he also said, "What we hope for is that the Lord who does not lie."
从古代一直应许到现在的这种永生。
And he promised the eternal life from the beginning of time.
要借着大家传扬的功夫把它传扬出来。
And it is through the word of everyone who can preach the gospel.
那这种传扬也是一种责任。
And this, the preaching is, it's also a duty that is entrusted to us.
也是主耶稣交托给门徒的命令。
And this is also the commandment that is from Lord Jesus.
也是我们大家共信之道。
And this is something that we also have in common.
不是你的，也不是我的。
So this entrustment is not only yours or mine.
大家共同相信重要的道理。
And this is something that we should, it's our common faith that we all should do.
所以老传道跟年轻传道要彼此配合。
So that's why the old preacher and the young preacher, they have to work together.
保罗在他的书信里面看两位年轻传道好像他的亲骨肉。
And in Paul's letter, we can see that Paul treated the two younger preachers as his own son.
做一种属灵的亲属呢，能够发挥很大的力量。
And because of this, it could bring him great power.
提摩太跟提多跟保罗没有血缘关系。
Timothy and Titus had no relation in terms of biological relation to Paul.
但是在属灵的教会里面说，这两个就是他真的儿子。
But spiritually, Titus and Timothy are the son of Paul.
所以在当时的教会能够发挥很大的力量，把神的信息宣扬出来。
And because of that, they have this power to preach the news of God.
能够把神的信息传得全备
，and they were able to fully preach the gospel to others，
就是没有遗漏掉的。
And they preach everything; they did not leave anything behind.
请看哥罗西书第一章二十五节、二十六节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
哥罗西书第一章二十五节、二十六节。
Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 and 26. 25. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. 26. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints.
神的信息在历世历代所经过的时候，往往有隐藏的含义在里面。
For the truth of God through many generations, it is they had also consists of a lot of hidden meaning into it.
那时机成熟以后，这些奥秘呢，就一直显明出来。
And when the time is right, these mysteries will be revealed.
那到那个时候呢，这个保罗已经深深感受到，他们所传神的信息是全备的。
And at that time, Paul truly feel that the words of God that they were preaching was full, at its fullness.
因为他是一个传道人，所以他就尽他的责任，把全备的道理传扬出来。
Because he was a preacher, and he fulfilled his duty by fully preaching the gospel of God.
当然呢，这种道理不是人的道理，是神的道理。
And of course, these teachings are not the words of men, rather the words of God.
我们再看《帖撒罗尼迦》第二章十三节。
Let's turn to 前书。
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe.
我们大多数的弟兄姐妹都认为在讲台上所讲的就是神的道理。
And most brothers and sisters believe that whatever words come from the pulpit are the truth of God.
当然呢，就很容易来接受它。
And because of that, it is easy to accept the words of God this way.
让神的道理在我们的内心得到美好的造就。
So that the words of God can make edify us.
让神的真理能够一直运行在我们的内心来受造就。
So the words of God can also work in us so that we will be edified.
那除了神的这个信息。同时呢，在教会，我们一直在执行神的恩慈。
So besides the gospel of God, we also have to show kindness in church.
往往我们会把我们从神所经验出来的
a lot of time, whatever we have received from God,
所看见的
and things that we have seen,
把它传扬出来
we have to preach all these things we have heard and seen to others.
我们请看使徒行传第四章十九节二十节
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 19 and 20.
使徒行传第四章十九节二十节
Acts chapter 4, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19. But Peter and John replied, Judge for yourself whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. 20. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
这里记载耶稣的门徒彼得、约翰受到当时的犹太教的高阶层的人的这个压迫。
Here it talks about Peter and John were being persecuted by the high priest among the Jews.
叫他们不能够宣扬主耶稣的信息。
They told him that they could not speak or teach in the name of Lord Jesus.
他们在执行主耶稣的恩主的时候，让当时的百姓得到恩典，他们也不高兴。
And because Peter and John, they were showing kindness to the Israelites, to the people, but the Jews, the high priests were not happy because of that.
但是耶稣的门徒说，我们听从你们是不可以的。
But the disciples of Lord Jesus said that it is not right for us to obey you rather than God.
我们要听从神的话。
We have to obey the words of God.
这些很明显的事情，你们内心可以酌量看看啊。
And this is something very simple. You have to judge for yourself.
他说我们所看见的、所听见、所经历的，是很明显的事情啊，不能够不说啊。
For things that we have seen and we have heard, they are very obvious. We cannot hide them and not speak about them.
那可见当时的犹太社会，因为受犹太教的影响，他们的心已经很硬。
Unfortunately, the Jews, they were very stubborn.
主耶稣还没有升天之前，跟门徒在一起的时候
，When before Lord Jesus was ascended and he was still with the disciples，
曾经责备过几个城市啊
，And Lord Jesus had rebuked for many cities。
请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10。
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10, verse 13. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! But if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repeated long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes.
再看十五节。
Verse 15. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down and go down to the depths.
这里有记载主耶稣在责备三个城市。
Here it talks about Lord Jesus were rebuking three cities.
哥拉逊、伯塞大还有加百隆。
It was Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum.
这三个城市是在加利利海的北边。
And these cities were located on the north of the Sea of Galilee.
主耶稣在那边行了很多的神迹奇事。
Lord Jesus had performed a lot of miracles in that places.
把天父真正的信息宣扬在这三个城市。
And Lord Jesus had preached the good news, the gospel to these three cities.
但是呢，这些人还是硬心呐，已经享受到神的恩慈，但是不会感恩呐。
These people were very stubborn. Their heart was hardened, even though they have received much grace from Lord Jesus, but they were not appreciated.
那主耶稣就说，既然有听过、有体会过，将来的审判就成为证据。
And Lord Jesus said that since you have heard and you have seen, and in the future when you receive judgment, then you will understand.
那问题就是这三个城市呢，除了加百隆以外，有记载主耶稣去那边啊。医病赶鬼传福音啊，那其他两个城市没有记录啊。
And beside Capernaum, where it is recorded in the Bible that Lord Jesus was there, preaching the gospel, performing miracles and signs, and also healed the sick, but the other two cities were not recorded in the Bible.
四个福音书里面、啊、找不到主耶稣有曾经在哥拉逊伯萨大那边行神迹，没有这种记录。
In the Bible, you could not find any records showing that Lord Jesus was at the city of Chorazin or Bethsaida.
但是主耶稣说曾经在 这几个城市、啊、做了很多的事情。
But Lord Jesus had performed much things in these cities.
那加百农呢，就有一些记录。
And there were a few records of Capernaum where Lord Jesus was there.
像这个百夫长的仆人得到医治，也是在加百农。
And just like the servants of the centurion was being healed, was take place in the city of Capernaum.
那还有一个摊子啊，蒙四个人把他抬到耶稣的面前，他的那个瘸腿得到医治，也是在加百农。
And also a cripple which was carried by four people, that also, and he eventually was healed by Lord Jesus, and that also took place in Capernaum.
那有关在哥拉逊伯塞大就找不到有这种记录。
But we couldn't find any records that is talking about Lord Jesus was in Chorazin or Bethsaida.
所以我们对主耶稣的了解还是很有限。
So it shows that we have very limited understanding of Lord Jesus' life.
他遵循天父真神的这种恩慈呢，显露在这些城市里面，竟然没有记录。
He had bestowed much grace on these cities, but yet it was not even recorded.
那他的门徒约翰有提到啊，主耶稣曾经在另外的地方啊，行了很多的神迹奇事啊。
And in the Gospel of John, it talks about how Lord Jesus was in another place where he performed much miracles and signs.
请看约翰福音二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
三十节。
Chapter 20, verse 30.
约翰福音二十章三十节。
John chapter 20, verse 30. 30. Jesus does many miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these...
这里记载主耶稣在门徒的面前啊。另外行了很多的神迹奇事。
So here it says that Lord Jesus did many miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples.
那这些门徒为什么不把它记录起来？
But why were these events not recorded?
所以我们现在根本都不知道他到底行了多少神迹奇事。
So here it shows us that we don't actually know how many miracles or signs that he had performed.
再看二十一章二十五节。
Let's also read chapter 21, verse 25. Verse 25. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Sometimes I felt that John was being contradictory. John knew that Lord Jesus performed many things.
Is it that his handwriting was bad?记录不起来还是怎么样？
Isn't that because John could not write all these things?
那主耶稣另外行了很多的重要的事情都没有记录啊。
Because it seems that Lord Jesus did many important things, but they were not even recorded.
所以我们现在人根本都不知道，对主耶稣的了解还是很有限。
So we have to admit that we have very limited understanding of Lord Jesus.
那这些所行的事，就是在主显天父真神的恩慈啊。
And the things, the many things, here refers to the gospel of Lord Jesus and also the kindness that Lord Jesus have shown to others.
那传扬主耶稣的信息，另一方面呢，啊，也要主显主耶稣的恩慈。
So when one preaches the gospel of God, they also have to show kindness to others.
那这个含义就是要带领他们到达神的面前。
And the ultimate goal is to bring a person to the presence of God.
这也是我们现在教会很重要的工作内容。
And this is one of the important goals that we should have in church.
请看哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1, verse 28.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Galatians chapter
第一章
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28。
二十八节。
Verse 28, we proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
这里提到我们善用各种方法。
Here it says that we have to use all different kinds of methods.
其目的就是要把人带到神的面前。
And with all different methods, our goal is to present everyone perfect in Christ.
完完全全带到神的面前，不是带一半的路程呐。
We have to present someone perfect in Christ. It means that we cannot just show them halfway.
是完全带领。
We have to bring them fully, completely.
这个在信仰的层面上来说啊，我们信耶稣不是信一半，或者是一辈子的事情。
So spiritually, we should not believe Christ halfway. We should believe Christ the entire of our life.
那来到神的面前，不是在走回头啊，一直在神的面前。
But when we are in front of God, we should not turn away. We should always be in front of God.
主耶稣的十二个门徒当中，有的呢，他们的恩赐就是很会带人来到耶稣的面前。
And among the 12 disciples, their gift were they are very good at bringing people to God.
其中有一个就是彼得的兄弟，叫做安德烈。
And one of them were was Peter's brother Andrew.
他的哥哥彼得能够蒙主耶稣拣选啊，跟他有关系的哈。
And the fact that he was being chosen was because it was of his talent.
我们请参看约翰福音第一章40节到42节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 40 to 41.
约翰福音第一章40节到42节。
John chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. 41. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which was translated as Peter.
安德烈本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
Andrew was the disciple of John the Baptist.
那他听到他的老师施洗约翰的介绍，知道耶稣才是真正的弥赛亚，就是基督。
And after being introduced by his teacher John the Baptist, Andrew realized that Jesus was the Messiah.
他告诉他的哥哥彼得，然后带彼得去见耶稣啊。
Andrew told his brother Simon Peter, and then brought him to Jesus.
那这个彼得呢，就是主耶稣后来给他起的另外一个名字，他本来叫西门了。And
Peter was the name that was given by Lord Jesus. Initially, he was called Cephas.
就彼得你以后啊，这个含义就是磐石啊，很坚固啊。And
Peter, the name Peter means the rock, means something very strong.
所以这个安德烈啊，他对带人到神的面前这种恩赐啊，是非常多的。So
Andrew, he has a great gift to bring people to Lord Jesus.
我们再看同一章的45节。And
let's read same chapter 1, verse 45. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And here it talks about there's another person whose name is Philip.
这个腓力呢，跟这个安德烈、彼得本来都是住在这个伯赛大这个地方。
And Philip, he also stayed in the same place as Peter and Andrew in Bethsaida.
那主耶稣在伯赛大行了很多的神迹奇事啊。And
Lord Jesus had performed great miracles and signs in a place named Bethsaida.
他们都亲眼看到。And
they have all witnessed these kind of signs.
那这个腓力呢，就把这个信息跟主耶稣的恩主告诉他的朋友拿但业。And
Philip, he told his friend Nathanael about the gospel of Lord Jesus as well as his kindness of Lord Jesus.
那但也是一个很好的人啊。And
Nathanael was a good man.
他心中没有诡诈的人。
He had no crookedness in him.
非常单纯的人。
He was a very simple person.
但是他的好朋友所说的拿撒勒人耶稣，让他没有办法相信。
But his good friend Andrew, when he said that this is the Lord Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth,
因为他对圣经有研究过。
He could not believe it because he studied the Bible before.
弥赛亚基督啊，不是出生在拿撒勒啊。
Because the Messiah, he did not come from Nazareth.
是出生在伯利恒才对啊。
This person should come from Bethlehem.
那么你说拿撒勒人耶稣这个跟圣经的预言，这个合不起来。
And because you said Jesus of Nazareth, it doesn't sound right because it doesn't correspond to what it was written in the scripture.
那腓力也没有办法给他解释啊。
But Philip couldn't explain further.
但是他很热情啊，哎呀，我带你去见他好了。
But he was being very fervent, and he said, "Okay, I will just bring you to him."
一见面一谈起来啊，那丹叶就相信了。
Once they met and when they started speaking, Nathaniel believed.
所以有时候我们没有办法解释的内容，还是要有一股热情的心啊。
So sometimes maybe we could not explain much, but we got to have the zeal heart.
带到主耶稣的面前啊。
And you have to have the zeal heart to bring this person to Lord Jesus.
就能够呢分享到主耶稣的恩慈啊。
And through that, you will able the, this person will be able to understand and experience the kindness of Lord Jesus.
就能够得到造就。
In the end, they will be edified.
再看约翰福音十二章。
Let's read John chapter 12.
二十节到二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
约翰福音十二章二十节到二十二节。
John chapter 12, verse 20 to 22. 20. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. 21. They came to Philip, who was at Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. 22. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus.
这里记载有几个希腊人啊，想要见耶稣。
Here it talks about there were some Greeks who want to see Lord Jesus.
他们跟这个腓力啊有认识。
And they knew Philip.
告诉腓力，我们很想见耶稣啊。
And they just told Philip that I really want to see Jesus.
那二十二节记载，腓力告诉安德烈，安德烈再告啊，再同腓力去告诉耶稣啊。
So in verse 22 it says that Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus.
所以要带到耶稣的面前，好像用接力赛啊，一直接，一直接上去啊。
And to see Lord Jesus, it's just like a relay. You have to pass from one person to another.
在我们教会也有属于这一方面的见证啊。
And even in our church, we have a similar testimony that is like that.
某个慕道朋友找某某人，某某人再找某某人，交来交到主耶稣的面前。
So a true seeker went to see someone, and then this person also brought this person to someone else in church, and eventually this true seeker was able to come to church.
那刚才我们在路加福音看到主耶稣在责备伯赛大的这个城市啊。
And previously we have seen Lord Jesus were rebuking the city of Bethsaida.
但是呢，彼得、安德烈、腓力也是住在这个城市啊。
However, Peter, Andrew, they were living in the city of Bethsaida.
可见呢，是大多数的人不相信，少数的人还是有相信耶稣的。
So we can conclude that, The majority of them don't believe, but the minority of the city believed.
也可以让我们联想到没有希望的城市还是有一些希望。
So it can also tell us that even a city could be, it seems very hopeless, but there is some hope in the city.
那这样就可以加添我们的信心了。
And through this thinking, it will improve and increase our faith.
那这样就比较容易来宣扬主耶稣的信息跟主行他的恩慈。
So in this way, it is easier for us to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus and also show kindness of Lord Jesus to others.
那有关这个神的信息跟恩主呢，上午就谈一部分到这里。
So regarding this topic of gospel and kindness, we will this morning we'll conclude here.
请唱赞美诗 508首。
Let's sing hymn 508.